Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph. Begin on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Perhaps let's go back to eight lines from the bottom of the Amud Tanur Rabban. In this Brisa, we're going to learn several halachos regarding Tkiyas Shofar, whether be it Rosh Hashanah or be it on the Yom Kippur of Shnas HaYovel. Tanur Rabbanan, when do we blow? What do we use to blow? Minayin shebesh shofar. How do you know you use a horn to blow those sounds? Tamaloyim avavarta shofar teruah. So this is a pasuk by Yovel. Let's just read the entire pasuk inside. Vavarta shofar teruah. B'chodesh hashvi, b'asar l'chodesh. This is Yom Kippur of Yovel. B'yom Kippurim, right? Taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. So the pasuk here clearly describes the teruah as being attributed, being sounded from a shofar. Vavarta shofar teruah. Okay, only ela b'yovel, perhaps only by Yovel. B'Rosh Hashanah 9, what about the Yom teruah yolachem from Rosh Hashanah? How do you know it's a shofar? Talmud Leimar, the pasuk in describing the teruah and the tkiyah of Yom Kippur of Yovel uses the words b'chodesh hashvi, the seventh month of Tishrei. She'en Talmud Leimar b'chodesh hashvi. There's no need to speak about Yom Kippur being in the seventh month. We know that from elsewhere. Why does the pasuk again have to say Yom Kippur is b'chodesh hashvi u'ma Talmud Leimar b'chodesh hashvi? Why spell it out that it's b'chodesh hashvi? It's an extra expression to come to teach you something. Sheyu kol teruos shel chodesh shvi'i zekazeh. All the blows during this month, be it Yom Kippur of Yovel, be it Rosh Hashanah, zekazeh, they have to be similar in nature. And just as the Yom Kippur ones are blown from a shofar, avarta to shofar teruah, likewise the ones in Rosh Hashanah use a shofar. So now we know shofar is meant to be used by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Next, Umanayin shepshuta lofanah. Pasuk by Rosh Hashanah speaks about a Yom teruah. Yom teruah yelachem. Teruah is a broken sound. Whether it's the or whether it's We had a discussion yesterday about that. So it's a broken sound. What about a pshuta lofanah? It must be preceded by this uninterrupted sound, what we call a tkiyah, and followed by a tkiyah as well. This is the pasuk by Yovel again, and the pasuk reads as follows: Havarta shofar, which sounds like a straight sound, a havar, uninterrupted sound, teruah, broken sound, b'chodesh hashvi, b'rasa l'chodesh, b'yom kippurim, taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. Once again, taviru shofar, Rashi learns, havaras koil echad, an uninterrupted sound. So by Yovel, we know the teruah is in the middle. On both sides, we have an uninterrupted tkiyah. How do we know that the teruah is preceded by a tkiyah? First comes vavarta shofar, havaras koil echad, a tkiyah, and then comes a teruah. What about the tkiyah after the teruah? Talmud Lema, pasuk at the end says taviru shofar. Once again, an uninterrupted sound. In the middle, you have the teruah. On both sides, a tkiyah. Vainly, it'll be yevil. Perhaps only on yevil. What about Rosh Hashanah? That every teruah is preceded and followed by a tekiah. Talmud Lema, once again, the pasuk by Yovel mentions b'chodesh hashvi, which is an extra word. She'en Talmud Lema b'chodesh hashvi. This expression, this phrase is unneeded because we already know Yovel Rosh Kippur is b'chodesh hashvi. Uma Talmud Lema b'chodesh hashvi. Why does the pasuk spell that out? To teach you. Halacha. Draw a parallel from here to Rosh Hashanah. Sheyu kol teruos hachodesh hashvi zekazeh. All blows during the seventh month of Tishrei should follow the same track. And just as by Yovel, we know it's tkiya teruah tkiya. Likewise, on Rosh Hashanah. Umanayin l'shalish. Shalish shalish. How do we know that in both cases, by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have three sets. Shalish, three times we blow Malchis, Zechronis, and Shofars, with each category, each set having Shalish, three blows. That was the Tkiyah, through Tkiyah, as we described earlier, for a total of nine blows. How do we know that? How do we know we repeat the process three times over? Talmud Lema, Pasuk by Yovel says, Vavarta Shofar Teruah. That's one blow. Then we have Rosh Hashanah, Pasuk, Shabbos and Zichron Teruah. Another Pasuk, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, Yelachem. So it's a total of three blows. Problem is, one happens to be by Yovel, and the other to Pesuk and Rosh Hashanah. How do we know to shift them around? How do we know to apply the one from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, and the ones from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel? Tamid Leimar, Shvi'i L'Gzeira Shava, we connect them through Gzeira Shava. Because by Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, we have the Pasuk Shvi'i, connect the two things. Okay, it's on. So, as a result, we conclude like this. Shalosh Shein Teisha. In both cases, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are going to have three sets of tkiyos for a total of nine. Why nine? Because every set has three blows. A tkiya, a broken sound, whatever that broken sound is, whether it's a shvarim or a trua, as we discussed yesterday, and then followed by a tkiya as well. Shir tkiya, how long is a tkiya meant to be? Ketrua, the same length as the total of a trua, all the broken sounds together, let's say 5 seconds. So tkiya is meant to take 5 seconds. Shir trua, what is contained in a trua? Kishlesh shvarim, is the length of three broken sounds. According to Tosfos, what it means, sorry, so this is the Braisa, right? This is the Shitas HaBraisa, that a truer is really three. Okay, now the Kash is like this. Hi Tano, let's take a closer look at this Braisa. Meikara Maisi Lebekesha. Initially, when it came to the first two aloches, Minayin Shebeshefer, then Minayin Shepshuta Lofanea Ulacharea, we worked with a Hekesh. Right? We said all tkiyah experiences during the seventh month should be similar to each other. V'ashta, now when it comes to the third halacha, how do we know that we build three sets of tkiyahs? Ma'isla b'gzeirah shava, we come on to a gzeirah shava. We said shvi'i there, we connect yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Why do we need a gzeirah shava? We already have a hekesh. Hachika amar, the b'raisa meant like this. Ilav gzera shava. If not for the fact that we knew there was a gzera shava in the world, hava ma'isina l'vakesha, we would have used the hekesh to connect the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah to the tkiyas of Yovel. The fact that pasuk adds that extra phrase b'chodesh shvi'i is coming to set an example and say, look, let's connect all the tkiyas of chodesh shvi'i. Ha to the asik gzera shava. But now that we discovered there is a gzera shava to connect the two types of blows, the two yavam tov, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, hekesh leitzarach, we no longer need a hekesh, and indeed everything is shifted over back and forth through a gzera shava for a total of three halachas. Number one, we learn that we use a shofar. Number two, we know that every trua is preceded and followed by a tkiyah. Number three, we know that in both cases, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yovel, we're going to have three sets of blows, each set consisting of a tkiyah, a broken sound, and a tkiyah as well. So that's Braisa number one. V'hai Tana, in the following Braisa, we're going to see something else. The following Tana will learn this halacha of Menayin Shepshuta Lafaneo Lacharea from a different source. V'hai Tana Mais Labigzera Shava Mi Midbar. He's going to learn from the tkiyas that they had in the midbar, the sani. He said, take the chatzotzeris, the trumpets, and blow when it was time to start moving, start traveling. Utekatem trua, that's the Lashna Pasuk. Now you could learn, utekatem trua means you blow a trua. So you blow a broken sound. It's all one and the same thing. That's all, you blow a broken sound. Says the Gemara, no. Tkiya b'fnei atzma, utrua b'fnei atzma. The pasuk here is describing two separate sounds. Usakatam, uninterrupted sound. Teruah, a broken sound. He meant to blow both of them when cholesterol, ready to travel. This was a traveling signal. Ato Imer, you maintain tkiyah b'fnei atzma, uteruah b'fnei atzma. That indeed, these are two separate sounds which need to be blown. Oyeino yelo tkiyah teruah achasi. Perhaps when the pasuk says usakatam teruah, pasuk simply means you blow a true. So when they're ready to travel, pick up the chatzoitros and you blow a broken sound. That's it. Usukatam tzro. Keshu oimer. But then when the pasuk speaks about sounding the alarm to gather Klal Yisrael together, ubahakel asakol tisku v'loisari. At that point, you only do a tkiyah, not a tzro. So it's mashma that tkiyah is one type of thing, uninterrupted sound. And Truah is a broken sound. So now you do the Tkiah without the Truah, but when you travel, Usikatem Truah, you do a Tkiah and a Truah. Habi Omer. This allows us to conclude, indeed, Tkiah b'fnei atzmo, u'Truah b'fnei atzmo. That's going to have both, Tkiah and a Truah. Okay, so we know that when they travel, they do both types of sounds. But in what order? U'menayin she'pshuta l'faneh. How do we know that the broken sound is preceded by a tekiya? Tamalim or sekatim teru. First tekiya, then teru. Umanayin shepshuta lachareh. How do we know that the teru is followed by a tekiya? Tamalim teru yitku. A different pasuk. First comes teru and then a tekiya. So according to this Tana, it is Midbar that provides the source for this concept that it's Kiyo Truah Tkiyo, and we're going to bring that over to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by way of Gzeirah Shavah, because by Rosh Hashanah we have the words Yom Truah Yelachem, and by Midbar we have Truah, we connect the two things. Just as over there it's Kiyo Truah Tkiyo, but Rosh Hashanah as well, and of course we transfer it over to Yom Kippur, but we have the Gzeirah Shavah of Shvi Ishvi, because everything that applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur applies to the other, and now we know that every Truah is preceded and followed by a tekiah. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Brechem b'reikah omer in a tzarach. He says, look, you don't have to necessarily bring a raya from this pasuk. Utekatem trua yisku, that it's trua and then tekiah. I have another source. Hari omer. The pasuk says, utekatem trua shenis. When the second group of shvatim started traveling, pasuk says, Do the tkiyah again. Skatem truah shenis. The word shenis is extra. Shentam lemme shenis. Why do you have to say shenis? Pasuk already spoke about the first time they blew, when the first group of machnis traveled. And when the pasuk says, skatem truah, for the second group, self understood that it's shenis, the second time around. Umatam lemme shenis, why does the pasuk mention shenis? Come to teach you something. Zebana off to provide an example, a precedent. A lesson. Whenever we have a broken sound, so Tekatim Truah Shenis is telling you that Tekiah follows the Truah. So whenever we have a Truah, it's Tekiah that follows the Truah. So according to this Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yishev Lechem Breker, the fact that it's kia precedes the trua, that's from the pasuk that the Tanakhana mentioned. Usakatem trua. Regarding the kia following the trua, for that he provided another pasuk, usakatem trua shenis, that the kia is shenis to the trua, comes after the trua. Okay, that's good for the midbar. What about for us, for Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Engli Elah B'midbar? But Rosh Hashanah Minayin, what about Rosh Hashanah that it's meant to go as follows: Tkiya Trua Tkiya Tamad Leimar Trua Trua Gzereshava. In the midway we have the word Trua. On Rosh Hashanah we have Yom Trua Lelachem. We connect the two things, and of course, whatever happens to Rosh Hashanah happens to Yovel as well. Through the Gzereshava of Shvi Ishvi, you connect Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. So in conclusion, says the Braisa, V'Shalish Truos. Some take out the next word Nemru. But Rosh Hashanah, if so, we have three sets of blowing Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos and Zichron Tru, because of that pasuk by Rosh Hashanah. We have another pasuk by Rosh Hashanah, Yoim Trua Yelachem. And we have another pasuk by Yovel, Vavarta Shefel Tru. So now we know there are three Truahs happening, and of course every Truah is sandwiched between it, another Tkiah and another Tkiah. Right? Ushtei Tkiah is Lechalachas V'achas. Good. So you have three Truahs, and of course each Truah comes along with a Tkiah on either side, as we mentioned. If so, we can conclude that it's going to be Shalish Truois, right? Three Truois, Vishesh Tkiyois, Nem Rosh Hashanah, three truos, and six tkiyas in Torah for Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim b'divrei Torah, oh, here's a chiddush. Shtayim b'divrei Torah v'achas m'divrei Sofer. You see, according to this Tana, according to the second Bryce, who learns this halacha of pshuta lefaneh ulachreah from Midbar, so he needed a way to connect to Midbar via that pasuk of Yom Truah Yelachem from Rosh Hashanah. The word Truah connects to Truah by Midbar. Now we know pshuta lefaneh, pshuta lacharea, that every Truah is preceded and followed by Yitzkiah. So one of those psukim is already used for that purpose. We need an extra pasuk for this Zeresh Shavah, because otherwise you can negate this Zeresh Shavah. Who says we're going to learn from Midbar, where it was a trumpet different than the shofar used by Rosh Hashanah? So that Zeresh Shavah has to be a mufna, has to be a Zeresh Shavah which is totally available for that purpose. So this Tana already used one of these psukim. Yom Truah Yelachem is unavailable to teach us how many sets of blows you have. Right? So according to the first Tana, he didn't learn from Midbar. He didn't use up the words Yom Truah Yelachem for anything. So he had a total of three descriptions of blowing. Yom Truah Yelachem, Avat Hashavah Truah, Shabbos and Zichron Truah. From what we learn, from there we learn, it's going to be three sets of blows. But according to this Tana, who learned from Midbar, for the halacha of Pshuta Lefaneh Lachareah, through Gzeirah Shavah, Yom Truah Yelachem from Rosh Hashanah over to Midbar, so that pasuk is unavailable to tell us how much you blow. If so, says the Gemara, it's only going to be shtayim b'divrei Torah v'achas b'divrei Sofer. Two sets of blows in a Torah. Shabbos and Zichron Truah, v'avarat Hashofar Truah, v'achas b'divrei Sofer. But the third time around, we don't have a pasuk. It's only the Rabban Rashi says, we want to be mashve, we want to equate between Malchus and Zichronis and Shofaris, and just as they have tkiyas, and all of them have tkiyas, we want to match them all up. That's where we get the three sets of tkiyas. As the Gemara explains, Shabbos and Zichron Truah, that's one pasuk by Rosh Hashanah. V'avarat Hashofar Truah, another pasuk by Yovel, that's Midivrei Torah. So you know you blow twice. And of course, just again, every time you blow it's a Truah, preceded and followed by a tkiyah. That's Midivrei Torah. But Yom Truah Yelachem U'tamudu Yibah. That pasuk is unavailable. It's coming to teach you the other halacha. You want to connect to Midbar to learn the halacha that a Truah is meant to be preceded and followed by a tkiyah. So the third set is not Minat Torah, only Midrabban. Rabbi Shmo bar Nachmeni or Rabbi Yonasan, he says a chiddush. That's only Achas Midivrei Torah. One set of blows is Minat Torah, Ushtayim Midivrei Sofer, two Midrabbanan. You know why? Because two of these three psukim are unavailable to teach us what we're trying to learn. V'avarat Hashofar Truah, the one by Yovel, Midivrei Torah. Fine, that's one set of laws, Minat Torah. But the Pasuk Shabbos and Zichron Truah from Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk V'yom Truah Yelachem from Rosh Hashanah. The Talmud Iba. It's coming to teach us another halach. Shabbos and Zichron Truah is for the Gzeru Shavah from Midbar. Teach us the halacha that a Truah is preceded and followed by Yitzki. The Pasuk V'yom Truah Yelachem is coming to teach you something else. Milo Tamudu Yibba. What's Yom Truah? Yelachem coming to teach you. Yibbayi b'yoyim v'la b'layla. Yom Truah. You blow only by day. Eftar leis ha-shachar. You can't blow at night. So this pasuk is already used up, unavailable to teach us anything else. So we're only left with one pasuk. V'avarat ha-shefer Truah. That's it. How can we blow three times? Three different sets. It's all midrabban. We want Malchus and Zichronis and Shofars to have tkiyas, to bring up the zikaron and the schus, so that the psukim and the brachas have the proper impact. That's his chiddush. It's not three sets Minat Torah, it's not even two, it's just one. Now, according to the other shitas, we didn't seem to be perturbed. Yom Tur Yelachem wasn't coming to tell you, but Yom Vele Belayla. For instance, according to his Tanakhama, it was coming to connect us to Midbar. And now we're left with two Apsukim for two sets Minat Torah. According to him, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonasan, two of these Apsukim are used up. Shabbos and Zichron Truah to connect you to Midbar, and Yom Truah to tell you, V'yayim v'la b'layla. V'idach, the other Shittes, V'yayim v'la b'layla, how did they know? You blow only by day and not at night. Nafkalei, maybe Yom HaKippurim. Pasuk says you blow when? On Yom HaKippurim. Dafka by day. If so, Ibi Yom HaKippurim, Yolav, if you learn from there, Nigmor Nami Minei, L'Pshuta, L'Pshuta, L'Chareah. 1 second. If coming from Yom Kippur, everything that applies in Yom Kippur applies to Rosh Hashanah. So why do we have to look for a source? Pshuta lafanea, pshuta lacharea, we have to go to Midbar and use one of these psukim for the Gzera Shava. What do you mean? You already had a pasuk on Yom Kippur, which teaches us pshuta lafanea lacharea. Remember the first braisa? 3 lines from the bottom of the Gimel and base. Umanayin shepshuta lafanea, about the shayfar. What about pshuta lacharea? Tabiru shayfar. That's only by Yevil. We're Rosh Hashanah. We connect it through Gzera Shava to Rosh Hashanah. So once we're going to derive halachas from Yom Kippur, Yom Vilo Belayla, well then, Nigmar Nami Minei, L'Pshut Alfaneo, Pshut Lachareo. What about that halacha as well? Taviru, Taviru. Coming to tell you, it has to be a straight sound before the broken and after the broken. Or we have to go to Midbar. Says Nigmar Va'avarta Taviru L'Mashmlo. These Tanoim, not consider those psukim as proper sources for this halacha. Elamai dar shibahu. What then do they use these psukim for? Meaning, basically, they use these psukim for other drashas. They're no longer available to teach us this halacha, and we have to go to Midbar. My dar shibahu. Indeed, what did they use that pasuk for? The word vavarta, we use kederav masan, damar masna, vavarta. Comes to teach you derech havarasa b'aviru derech havarasa. You meant to blow a shofar in its natural state, the way the animal wears it, as opposed to reshaping the shofar, as we learned a couple of days ago. The word taviru is coming to tell you, go ahead and make that sound. To kamer rachmanu, because otherwise I would say the Torah is telling you na'avre biyad. Just hold on to the shofar and walk with it. So that's why the pasuk has to repeat again. Not just vavarta shofar, again, taviru shofar, coming to tell you that you actually blow. You blow a sound. So this pasuk, two psukim, are unavailable to teach us other halachas. V'idach, what does the other shita hold? How does he know Rav Masna? V'idach Rav Masna, how does he know that the shofar has to be in its natural design? The shani krob b'diburei. Otherwise, the pasuk would just say, tisku shofar. I wouldn't say va'avarta. Va'avarta is an extra, a new type of word. Come to tell you, derech avarosai, you have to blow a shofar, which is in its natural shape, natural state. Taviru biyad lematzis amris. Now regarding your drasha from Taviru, that you have to actually blow a sound as opposed to just walking around with it, biyad lematzis amris, you couldn't even contemplate that would work. To gomar avora avora memoisha. We learn through Gzera Shava, avora, lashon Taviru over here, and lashon vavarto ve lashon avarto by Moshe. Ksivacha avarto shefer. Turo, pasuk over here, avarto shefer turo. Ksivasam, when Moshe Rabbeinu announced, stop bringing the donations for the Mishkan. It says, vayitzav Moshe, vayaviru, koel b'machna. And we learn, ma lahalam koel, just as vayaviru over there. He's describing sounding a koel. Afkan koel over here as well, taviru shefer. Sorry, avarto shefer turo. It's certainly referring to making a sound, a koel. So that's poshut. You have to blow the shofar. Why then does the pasuk have to repeat Taviru Shofar? I tell you that a true is meant to be followed by a straight, uninterrupted sound. One more kasha. Well, I Tana the Maislam in Midbar. Now the Tana that learned from Midbar regarding the halacha of Pshuta Lefanei Lachareo, well, let's go all the way to Midbar. If so, perhaps just as over there, use a trumpet. Afkan chatzoytres, likewise in Rosh Hashanah, a trumpet should be used. Tamalaymar, tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'keslim chagenu. You blow the shofar b'chodesh when you see that new moon. B'keslim chagenu. What does this mean? Ezo chag. On which chag do you have a phenomenon shachodesh miskasavoy? The new moon isn't visibly seen. It's a brand new moon. Not all see it. Have a Rosh Hashanah. Apparently, we're speaking about the chag of Rosh Hashanah. V'kam rachmana. shofar. Torah says, use a shofar. So it's pretty clear that's a shofar, not a trumpet. Okay, so summation. We actually learned three halachas today regarding tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Number one, that use a shofar. Number two, that every broken sound has a pshuta lofaneh ulachareh. And that we have three sets of blows. How do we know the shofar? Pasuk by Yovel, Bavarta shofar. We're connected through Gzeira Shava to Rosh Hashanah. What about the fact that every truah has a pshuta lofaneh pshuta lachareh? We have two options. Bryce number one, focus on the words Vavarta shofar, and then again Taviru shofar, and we have the Lashon Terua right in the middle of these two expressions. It's coming to tell you that Terua is meant to be preceded and followed by a Koil Echad, Rashi says, an uninterrupted Tekia. What about Rosh Hashanah? We bring it over through Gzer Shava, Shvi Ishvi. We have the other Brisa, which found a different makor, different source for this halach. We're coming from Midbar, where the Gemara worked out, so we have one or two Mahalchim there, how we know that a Terua is preceded and followed by a Tekia, and by way of a Gzer Shava, and the word Terua from Midbar, and the word Yom Terua by Rosh Hashanah, we connect the two things, and we learn that Rosh Hashanah as well, the same halacha applies. What about Yovel? Through Gzer Shava, Shvi Shvi from Rosh Hashanah. And finally, how do we know that there are three sets of blows on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Now, this really depends on the previous discussion. Well, depends where you're coming from. So according to the first Tana, who learned Pshuta Lefnei L'Acharei from Vavarta, from Taviru, did not go over to Midbar. So now he has three psukim between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, he has three psukim discussing blowing a shofar. We have Avarta, Shofar Terua by Yovel. We have Shabbos and Zichron Terua by Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Terua Yelachem Rosh Hashanah as well. And through a mutual Gzeira Shava, we connect the two things, and we know there are three sets of blows in both cases, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. That's according to this approach. But according to the second approach, the second Tana, who learns Pshuta Lefnei L'Acharei from Midbar, he already used one of these psukim. Yom Terua Yelachem by Rosh Hashanah is meant to be used to apply the halacha from Midbar to Rosh Hashanah. To be used for that Gzeirah Shava. So that pasuk is deleted off this list. And now we only have two psukim describing blowing. Vavarta Shofar Terua by Yovel and Shabbos and Zichron Terua by Rosh Hashanah. By way of this mutual Gzeirah Shava, we connect the two things. And we learn that Minat Torah, two sets of blows in both, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and Midrabon, we added a third one to keep Malchis, Zechroines, and Shofars consistent. And finally, we have another Tana, who, number one, learned from Midbar. Number two, he learns the halacha b'yom b'le b'layla from Yom Terua Yelachem. So one pasuk gets deleted for that. Yom Terua Yelachem can no longer be used because it's coming to teach you something else. Shabbos and Zechroin Terua is meant to connect you to Midbar. So we left us one solitary pasuk, Vavarta Shofar Terua, describing the mitzvah of Shofar. Right? By Yovel. And therefore, we say there's only one set of tkiyos, and we bring it over through Gzeira Shava to Rosh Hashanah. It's one set of tkiyos, and that's it. That's Minat Torah, Midrabanan. We add another two sets, so that each one, Malchis, Zechronis, and Shofars, gets their own set of tekius. Continues the Gemara. So we had a shaila yesterday. What exactly is the definition of Terua? Are they short sounds, or a little bit longer sounds? Like a moan. Now we're going to have a third option. Asking Rabbi Avo Bekisri, in the town of Kisri, it was a takana established by Rabbi Avo as follows. You do a tkiya, straight uninterrupted sound. Then comes shloisha shvar, Then comes trua, short sound, Then comes a tkiya, what we call tashrat. What was he trying to address? Manavshach. How does this make sense? We know there's a suffix as to the exact nature of a tru. Are they short sounds? Like someone crying? Hysterically? Or are they longer sounds, like a moan? But to put them together, how does that work? If a tru is a short, broken sound, like a person crying, let him do tarat. If a tru is a longer sound, like a person moaning, he should do tkiya, shvarim, tkiya. Why is he putting a tkiya and then shvar and then a tru? Misapkle, because he had another tsa to the suffix. Another option, a third option. He wasn't sure. Went ahead. Misapkle, he had a suffix, he wasn't sure which way to go. Igenuche gonach. Is it meant to be a moan? Ilu ilol, or a short, quick sound? So he did both. He wasn't sure. Mask of Rav Avira. Ask Rav Avira Kasha. Well, if you have a suffix, this is not going to address a suffix. Why? V'dilma yiluli have. Perhaps the correct way is yiluli. Short, hysterical sounds. V'kamavsek shloshe shvarim bein trua letkia. You've just ruined it. When you put a shvarim in there, if the correct way is yiluli, so you should be doing tkia, trua, and tkia. Instead, he did tkia, Shvarim, which interrupts between the tkiya and the upcoming tru. Then he does tru, and then a tkiya. Shvarim doesn't belong there. If the correct way is yiluli yolo, the short sounds. V'kamavsek shleisha shvarim, the three shvarim are going to interfere between tru and tkiya, between the tru and the preceding tkiya. So why did he do tkiya? Shvarim, tru, tkiya. The other of it, tkiya, tru, tkiya. You're right. He did another set of blows. He did tkiya, trua, tkiya, just in case the trua is the correct one. So he did one with a shvarim in there, what we call it a shrat, and one without a shvarim. Just tkiya, trua, tkiya, tarat. What are you getting here? Mask of laravina. V'dilma genuchi hava. Perhaps the correct way is genuchi moans. Longer sounds. V'kamavsko trua. When you put a trua in there, a shrat, you're interfering. You're getting in the way. Bein shvarim latkiya, between the shvarim and the tkiya. Which follows. So what are you getting by doing tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya? Perhaps the correct way is the shvarim. And you're putting an unnecessary sound between the shvarim and the upcoming tkiya. The hada of it has shot. You're right. So he did another set of blows. Tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, just in case the shvarim is correct. Well then, what's the point of doing tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya? If in any case you're doing tkiya, shvarim, trua, if in any case you're doing a tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, just in case it's a shvarim. And you're doing a tkiya, trua, tkiya, just in case it's a trua. So that's it. What do you need? A tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya. Ela Rav Avo, may I ask? So what was the point of his takana? Igenuche ganach. If the correct way is the moan, ha'avde, he did it. He did tkiya, shvarim, tkiya. Iluli yala. The correct way is the cry, short whimper. Ha'avde, he did that as well. Tkiya, trua, tkiya. Why did he do a tashrat in addition? Mesapkale. He had another tzad, a third suffix. Dilma ganach v'yal. Perhaps the correct way is a moan and then a quick, short, hysterical cry. Perhaps that's the correct way to do a trua. So he had three tzadim. Is it shvarim? Is it trua? Or perhaps a shvarim into a trua? It's just the way a person cries. First he moans and he gets into it. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then he should have done it the other way around as well. Should have done tkiya, trua, short, shloisha shvarim, the longer ones, utkiya, followed by a tkiya. Dilma yalal, v'ganach, perhaps the correct way is short cries and then longer moans. Stama the mosa, the way it's naturally going to happen. Kimis shabinish milsa, when a person unfortunately experiences distress, and he just needs to cry, bereisha ganach, first he begins with a moan, expressing his pain, vadiyal, and then he gets more hysterical and the sounds get shorter. So the point of Rav Avo was to address a third sound on top of the two tzadim we had until now. What is Yom Teruah? Is it the longer sounds, moans, or is it the Teruah, shorter sound, or perhaps both together, moaning and then leading into a cry? So you may wonder, how do we get to 40? Sorry, how do we get to 30 koilos today? Right, we learn a whole Gemara that Menatur, at most, you need 9, right? 3 sets, Malchus, Achanus, and Shafers. Each set consists of just 3, a true in the middle, and a tkiah on either side. So a total of 9. And how do we get to 30? So the answer is, we try to address both shittas. What is a trua? Is it a mon? Is it what we call a shvarm? Or is it the short sounds, the trua, or perhaps both together? So in order to cover all bases, we end up doing 30 in total. Why? Because for every set, malchis, zichronis, and shafers, we need to do a trua and a tkiah on either side. What is it? Trua, perhaps it's shvarm, perhaps it's trua, perhaps it's shvarm and trua. So we get a total of 10 blows per set. Right? 3 for shvarm, tashat, 3 just in case it's a trua, tarat, and just in case it's shvarm and trua, we do tashrat. So that's a total of 10 sounds. For malchus, 10 for zechronis, 10 for shvarm, a total of 30 blows. Interesting, I saw in the Kav HaChaim, brings from the Zohar, that the Gemara speaks about the Safek, we're not sure if it's this or that. It brings from the Zohar that really isn't necessarily this or that. It says both are emes, both have an inyan, there's Gnuchei Ganach and Yululu Yolol, both expressing different sentiments, and Api Soid, Api Kabbalah, there is a concept, a chashivas, to each expression of Yululu and Ganach, and together, Ganach and then Yolol, everything has a tikkun and a purpose to each thing. Okay, the Mishnah spoke about Toka Barishoina Umashach Bashnia Kishtaim. So he meant to do the Tkiah, then the Trua, then the Tkiah. So the first Tkiah he did properly. Bishnia, the second one, he did a longer one, double as long, to cover that Tkiah and the Tkiah following it. Mishnah says only counts as one. Amar Rabbi Yechon. What about Tkiahs which are spaced apart? Shama Teisha Tkiahs, B'Teisha Shjois B'Yoim. Let's say he heard 9 blows, as she says. Kia is true as well. Meaning he heard 9 sounds. Meant he had 9 sounds, Minatura. Each one in a different hour. Spaced apart. Yatsa. As Yatsa. Tana mehoch. Find the same in a braisa. Shama teishat kis. Beteisha shoyis b'yam yatsa. Betes b'nei adam ke'echad. And Rashi's gurus. You're Yatsa. You have 9 people. 9 shofars. Trying to be economical. Do it quickly. Get 10 people together. Blow them all together. You yaitze, tkiya, mizeh, trua, mizeh, yatsa. This one's showing a blonga tkiya, this one a trua. It's all blending together in harmony. You yaitze, all your chiyuv. Va'afilu b'sirugin. Even if it's spaced, unevenly spaced, it's a tkiya, then a trua, then va'afilu koyem kuloy. Even if it's dispersed throughout the entire day, even if it's not evenly spaced, it's a trua here, a tkiya there, you are yaitze. Of course, there has to be an order. Tkiya, trua, tkiya, and you yaitze. Umi Omar B'Yechon Hachi, is that so? The Rekonta B'Yechon, it can be mafsik between one koil and the other. For Omar B'Yechon, Meshum Reb Shimon Yoy Tzadok, V'Halal B'Megillah. One is reading Halal or Megillah, and he takes a break. Im Shah K'day Ligmar Skula, if that break taken in the middle encompasses enough time which would allow him to read the entire Halal from beginning to end, that's too much of a break. Chayzel Roish has to go back to the beginning. The halal has been cancelled. Sakhar Rabbi Yechon himself tell us you can have your tkiyos dispersed throughout the day with large gaps in the middle. Like Kasha, the answer is Hadidei. That's his own opinion. Hadirabi, his Rebbe, and he was quoting Shimon Yitzchak, his Rebbe held differently. That a break invalidates. But he himself didn't hold that way. Vididei Loi, do you mean to say that according to Rabbi Yechon himself, breaking in the middle isn't a concern? Ravo was carrying himself and walking by straight to Rabbi Yechon. He's walking around Rabbi Yechon and he was reading Shema. Kimata mavoyis of tenafnis. So Ravo was reading Shema when he got to an unclean place. Ishtik. So he stopped saying Shema. Basa the chalav. After he passed through, Amrle, he turned to Rabbi Yechon and Maligma. Can I finish? Or did that break invalidate? Amrle says, depends how long you stopped. Im shoyis de ligmar skula. If that break was long enough, which would allow you to theoretically read the entire thing from beginning to end, that's too much of a break to start again. As Rabbi Yochanan is speaking, apparently, a long break cancels it out. He meant to say as follows. You know, I personally don't hold that this is a concern. But according to you, who just asked me a question, the break invalidated. Apparently, you hold the break does invalidate. Well, according to you, I'll explain to you. It depends. If that break was long enough, it should allow you to read the whole thing, then you have to go back to the beginning. But myself, I personally don't hold to this concept. Just as we see Rabbi Yochanan says, you can have the keys dispersed throughout the day, despite the large gaps of time in between. Tan Rabban, tkiyos im akvois zuasu. Rashi learns, by a tanis, by a fast day, you have tkiyos. Even if you can't blow all of them, then I may akiv, just blow what you could, and you're good. Brachis im akvois zuasu, likewise. That you're meant to have the brachis on a tanis, extra brachis in Shemoneh Esrei. If you have just some of them without the others, they're not me'akiv each other. Rashi actually learns differently. The pshat and the one that I mentioned is other rishonim learn that way, that the tkiyos are not me'akiv each other, and the brachas are not me'akiv each other. It seems like Rashi had a different gerus in the Gemara, perhaps. But in any case, by tanios, these things are not me'akiv. You can have a tkiyah without the other tkiyah, a bracha without the other bracha. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, tkiyos and brachas, shel Rosh Hashanah v'shem Kippur ma'akvos. If you're not going to blow the entire set of tkiyos, don't start. If you're not going to do all the brachas, malchus, rechanis, and shofars, don't start. There's a certain set that has to be followed. My time, why is this different? Amar Rabba, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a sequence that has to be followed. Imru lefana b'shoshan malchus, rechanis, and shofars. Hashem asks us to say all these things. And it's part of a system. It's all or nothing, so to speak. Malchus, the point here is kadesh tamulchuni aleichem, to bring out the fact that you're my nation. I'm your king. Commit yourself to me. Connect yourself to me. Express your loyalty. Zichroinus is kadesh yovei lefanai zichroinichem l'tova, to rouse the zikaron of Yisrael l'tova before Hashem. Well, man, how do you accomplish all this b'shofar? So the point is, it's all one system, inseparable. It's one package. Misha birech va'achach sman l'shofar tekeh mriyav tekeh. So one David and Rosh Hashanah, all the brachis, he didn't have a shofar. Only afterwards the shofar becomes available. He's meant to blow at this point. Time of the Havali Shefer Mikar. That's only because he didn't have a shofar while he was davening. Oh, Havali Shefer Mikar. But if he would have had a shofar, Ki Shamalu. How does he listen to the shofar? I say the bracha Shamalu. He's meant to listen and to blow with the Seder of brachas. Some by Malchus, some by Zichronis, some by Shefrais. That's the way he meant to do it. Rav Papa Rav Shmuel, Kamutz to your Papa got up to daven. He was davening himself on Rosh Hashanah. Amalei Lashami turns to his attendant who was going to blow for him and he says, look, kina hirnalach, some agur is kina hirnalach, when I make some sort of snort, some sort of like a sound, a mouth sound, tekali, that's the point that you should blow, that's what I'm holding at the point of Shemoneh Esrei, Malchus, or Zechronis, or Shofars, where tkiyos are meant to be done. Amalei Ravas, Rava turns to a puppy, he says, lo yamru ela b'chavir, you don't have to time your tkiyos based on your davening. This concept that tkiyos are connected to brachis and meant to be done al seder ha-brachis was only bechever ir by the gathering the city, meaning when there's a tzibur, but a yachid, he davens the entire davening, and then afterwards he does his nine tkiyos. Tanna mihachi, the same in a brisa, kishu shayman, shayman al seder. How do you listen to your shayfer? Al seder, the way you meant to do it, tkiya, shvarim, truah, etc. Val say the brachis, and likewise is meant to be connected to the sequence of brachis. Some by malchus, some by zechronis, some by shofars. Va'medva mamurim bechavirir, that only applies to a tzibur. Ava shloi bechavirir, but if it's just an individual davening on his own, shomen ala seder. Of course, the tkiyas are meant to follow a certain sequence and order. Tkiya, shvarim, truah, tkiya. V'shalei say the brachis, but it's not necessarily connected to the brachis. You don't need to do by malchus, zichronis, and shofars. Rather, you do the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and afterwards you blow. Continues the brisa, another halacha. V'yachesh le'taka. Suppose one had not heard tkiyas shofar, chavira tekela, his friend could do it on his behalf. He might see him with tkiyas shofar. V'yachesh le'birach. But a yachid who had not said the brachis, meaning he didn't do tefillah, ein chavira mevarach alav, unless he's desperate and he can't, he's not proficient, but otherwise he can't have his friend do it for him. You can't be mighty somebody with tefillah. Farshim explain tefillah is something of rachmanas, it's personal. You meant to daven on your own. continues the Braisa, U'mitzvah betoiken yoyser minam abrach. You meant to know that tkiya shofar, joining a crowd who's blowing a shofar, is more important than joining people who are engaged in the brachas, the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Ketzad, how does this play out? Shtei ayoris. A person lives in a village, no minyan, no tkiya shofar, he doesn't know how to daven. He has a choice of one of two towns that he can travel to hear something. Ba'achas Toiken, in one town, he knows there's a Baal Tekeah, he can listen to Tekeah Shofar, Yoyte Mitzvah Dereis, or Ba'achas Mabarach, in the other town, he knows there's a Shteach Tzibur, who he can listen to during Shemoneh Esrei, and Yoyte the Brachas. What do? Holchan L'Makim Shetoiken, they go to the place where they have Tekeahs. Ve'in Holchan L'Makim Shemabarach, as opposed to going to the place where they're going to hear the brachas. Pshita, of course. Hadai Reis, blowing a shofar is the Reis. Hadai Rabbanu, brachas only the Rabbanu. Of course, the Reis takes precedence. Like Tzricha, the Chiddush is, the Afa Gav Deho Vandai Veho Sofak. Even if you're faced with a situation where you know that in one town they're still davening, they're late, and he's going to find a minion davening, he's going to listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying the brachas. He can be used to the Beyot of the brachas, Vadai, for sure. Veho Sofak. In the other town, he's not sure whether there's a shofar there. Maybe he didn't show up this year. Maybe they went home and he's done his kiyas. It's a suffix. Still says the braisa. Which one do you pick? Which one takes priority? Tkiyas shofar. A suffix the braisa takes priority over a vade de rabbanon, and you go to a place where there's at least a chance of being yoytze tkiyas shofar. Okay, so let's summarize today's daf. We had three halachas regarding shofar. How do we know it's a shofar? Because by Yovel, we have a barta shofar, we bring it over with the Gzeru Shavat Rosh Hashanah. How do we know that every trua has a pshuta lafaneh or lachareah as preceded and followed with a tkiya? So we have two options for that. In Braisa number one, we had a limud from a barta shofar to tell you that it's a koil echad before the trua. And then we have Taviru Shofar, a coil after the Trua, we bring it over through Gzeru Shavat to Rosh Hashanah. In Braisa number 2, we worked with a source from Midbar, where they would blow the Chatzotres upon traveling. And just as over there, we worked out from the Psukim, every Trua is meant to be preceded and followed by a Tekiah. Likewise, by Rosh Hashanah, by way of Gzeru Shavat, because it says Yom Trua Yelochem Rosh Hashanah, we connect Trua to Midbar. There's another sheet that learns it from a different pasuk, Shavas Nizichnu Trua. In any case, we connect Trua to Midbar. What about Yovel? We bring this over, we apply it by way of a Gzeru Shavah Shvi'i Shvi'i. Oh. Now, how many times do we blow Rosh Hashanah? We're working with a premise that's going to be Shalosh, three sets, Malchus, Yochanan, and Shofar, each one containing three sounds. Right? When I tell you, all you need is three sounds. A true in the middle, on both sides of which we have a tkiya. So how do we know this? So we have three options. So according to the first braisa, he has three psukim. Vavarta, Sheva Trua, Shabbos and Zichron Trua, Yom Trua Yelochem. Stated by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, we bring everything over, we shift everything over through Gzeru Shava. We compare notes, In which case we have a total of three sets by both Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Now, according to the other Shita, who needed to use the pasuk of Yom Trua Yelochem to connect to Midbar to teach us that halacha pshut lefnei chareah, he chose not to learn the halacha from Avarta Tavir. The Gemara explains why, because he used it for something else. So he already uses Yom Trua for the Gzeres Shava. He's left with only two pesukim: Avarta Shefa Trua by Yovel, Shavas and Zichron Trua by Rosh Hashanah. So two sets of Tkiyas Minat Torah. And through Gzeru Shavu, we connect one to the other. One set is only with the Rabbanon. We have another Tana, who uses two of these psukim for other halachis. Yom Trua for Beyayim Vele Belayla. Shabbos and Zichron Trua for the Gzeru Shavu from Midbar. He's left with only one pasuk, Beyayim Avarta Shofar Trua. They tell you that in both cases, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, we have only one set of blows. And we had the Revavo Stakana. He wasn't sure whether a trua is describing a short sound, a longish sound, or a combined expression of genuche ganach, which leads into a yulul yalal. Therefore, he was misaken. Tkiya shvar trua, Tkia, Trua, Tkia, sorry. Tkia, Shvarm, Tkia. Tkia, Trua, Tkia, and here comes the Chiddush. Tkia, Shvarm, Trua, and then a Tkia. We had a machlokes regarding making a hefsek between Tkiyas, between Halal and then the middle of Megillah, whether or not a large hefsek invalidates the recital and the blowing, and you have to start from the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that. In fact, he says you can listen to 9 Tkiyas all throughout the day, 1 per hour, and you are Yotzei as well. In fact, the Gemara Chiddush, you can have 9 people at once, unrelated Chiddush, 9 people at once, and you can be Yotzei, Rashi says, because it's Chavev, so you can have different sounds going on at the same time, and you're paying attention to all at once. We learned that Davka on Shanim Kippur, the brachis and the tkiyos are mi'akev each other. It's all one system, one set, meaning you can't have malchis without zechronis, without shayferis. It's all one system. Of course, you can have brachis without tkiyos and tkiyos without brachis. It's pretty clear from the Gemara that those two things are not really related, but the set, all three sets of tkiyos are ma'akev, and all three sets of brachis are ma'akev each other. We learned that ideally, you meant to have the tkiyas al seder habrochis, so malchis should have tkiyas achronis and shayfers as well. But this is dafke by the tzibur, not by the yachid. We also learned that you can be made to somebody with tkiyas, but ideally you're not made to somebody with brochis unless he just can't do it on his own, or if he comes to a tzibur, the tzibur certainly can be made to others with tefillah, as we're going to see by Hashem tomorrow in greater detail. And we learned that when there's a choice between a tkiyas and brochis, even if the tkiyas are only a suffix tkiyas, you meant to prefer that to be yetzer mitzvah deraisa rather than go to a town where you won't have the tkiyas and only brachas. A suffix deraisa overrides a vade derabbanan. Kol tov to you and much hatzlacha.